going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
104 on the clock. Saints getting ready to pick. Where do they go?
A cornerback or what do you got on your list?
One name survived. Okay. Jack Sawyer
from Ohio State, the edge guy. Yeah.
I got about a dozen names.
Football
and every one of them got picked.
Okay, I'm gonna give Nick on the Hill credit. Virginia safety Jonas Sanker. Safety, so we need a young safety.
Yeah, we were talking about the safety position.
Earlier. Yeah.
And that is a spot where I don't know kind of how they're going to use their safeties. And we don't have a real defined position kind of makeup for that safety spot. So, again, with
Well, we got it because, you know what, to me, I think Jordan Howland has reached his limits. I'm still ticked off at Jordan Howland when all the safeties ran against each other and against the Eagles.
How has he reached his limits?
He's starting to feel it.
I'm telling you, he screwed that up. He was like running with his head cut off like a chicken.
It was
like
a bad
running
play.
No, it's a terrible play. We'd have beat the damn Eagles.
I know that.
Jordan Howland, I think he's okay.
But Bobby didn't give up on him.
That's what it sounds like.
Game three last year.
I was like, come on, we counting on him. And that dude is like, you got to get your head in a swivel. You got to have peripheral vision. You can't be running into each other. He was the one that caused that play. I looked at that 20 times, and I go, man, they all run into each other. But Jordan Howland caused that car wreck, train wreck.
And last year, Sanker, he was a first-team All-ACC guy. Very active football player, and you can see with his measurables why you would like him. He's almost 6'1". He's about 205 pounds. And at the combine, he ran a sub 4.5, 4.8 40-yard dash. So you can see how they kind of connect the dots with him. And again,
well, Mike, he's obviously going to contribute on special teams, right?
No question about it, but I want to see how they use their safety. I know Deuce and I talked about it because that's sort of the unknown here.
Like a hybrid safety, like in the box on the slot, or you deep middle
We talked about that star position. Nickel.
It's kind of like because they call it now, new schemes, and that's an old school nickel. But now my understanding, they call it star.
It's like LSU does it that way too.
Yeah. But it's all, you figure it out. Well, that's just different terminology. But it's like a nickel. The star, when you say nickel and all that. And
the pick is officially in, guys, and it is Jonas Sanker, Virginia safety, 6 foot, 206 pounds, and another addition for this, Saints secondary here that's much needed to beef up and, like you guys were mentioning, get younger.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is Virginia used him a lot on a pressure situation. They put him up on the line of scrimmage a lot.
Yeah, and he look, he's in the box almost like,
another linebacker.
Outside linebacker.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily called a linebacker, but
cheating up.
And so,
again, defense, 3-4, and Staley. You know, it's about the player that fits the defense.
No, he had good instinct there on that interception against Syracuse, just showing a highlight how he broke on the ball.
He read the eyes of Kyle McCord the entire way.
Yeah, Kyle McCord's going to have an opportunity to play in the NFL. And you saw how he set him up, Mike, let him throw it, then he broke on the ball. That was a nice interception. So.
His ability to plant that foot and just get out toward the receiver is impressive. Really, really is. As a player, so Jonas Sanker, young man that I think we'll see. He was, I guess, a middle-range recruit. Early on, he had committed.
So where did he go to high school, Mike? Where is he
He's from Charlottesville.
Yeah.
So right where UVA is.
So he's from Virginia. Yeah, but, yeah, right in their backyard.
But his first commitment was to B.C.
Oh, the Boston College.
So that
okay.
tells me you ain't getting into B.C. with no expired driver's license.
Right, right, right.
You got to be a smart dude to get into Boston College.
They got all those universities, like 12 of them at MIT, Harvard, all in Boston. And Boston University, Boston College. Always, you know why I'm intrigued with Boston College? Because what's the number one Catholic university in the United States?
Well, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. You know who's number two? Boston College. Catholic University. You know when you talk about the battle of the Catholics? You know, not the Catholics and the Protestants. That would be like Notre Dame against Baylor playing the Baptists or something. Or the SMU Mustang playing the Methodists. But when you look at Catholic versus Catholic, Boston College and Notre Dame, you know what I remember? When I went to Boston College, I brought T-Bob on a recruiting thing. You know why? Because Boston College has always had good offensive linemen.
And a lot of good interior guys.
Yes. Yeah, so I told T-Bob, I said, look, we're just going to go up to Boston and hang out in Boston College because they've always had good linemen.
Bob.
And, you know, my dad would have died if he went to Boston College. He goes, no, you got to, come on, you got to be a cool ass, come back down to Baton Rouge and come to LSU.
Bob, you'll like this with him. In 2023, he led the team with 107 tackles. And
that's active.
And in 2024, he led the team with 98 tackles. So you're talking about
not scared.
Over 200 tackles in a two-year time frame playing safety.
That means he's aggressive and he ain't half-stepping. He's coming up and doing his responsibility.
And he has a brother that actually...
that means he'll be good on special teams tackling, too.
He went to Princeton. He's a linebacker at Princeton. So, he's a smart dude.
Smart.
Yeah, he's a smart guy when you can do that. And, plays with a lot of energy out on the field. You can see it. He's almost like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going and going.
He's coming to tackle. He's not trying to just push you out of bounds or trip you. No, he's actually tackling. Mike, his highlights, he looks like he's aggressive. And just looking at those numbers, whenever you have him around that center.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.